All right. Good morning, Abbott Mastermind and Teach Better Family. I am here with the amazing and wonderful Katie Miglin, and we just got done with the Abbott Mastermind, and wow, it was an awesome group.
Yeah.
I think everyone was out of spring break.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. And yeah, we talked about the evaluation process, and as we know in the spring, those are due, one of the many things that are due for administrators and leaders. And yeah, Katie, we just had a really good dialogue for 45 minutes.
Yeah, I felt like you and I didn't say hardly anything because it was just constantly like people kind of answering each other's questions, providing feedback. Like it was such rich and authentic dialogue. It was very much not like directed by us, which those are fine too, but it was kind of nice to just have people like just talk, you know, just have that open forum.
Yeah, we had some really good resources provided.
Yes.
And then also just systems too. And maybe this is where we can start, is just like as far as a system, what people were using for observations and evaluations to make sure that they're getting things done in time, but then also making sure that they're seeing as many folks as possible within their campus. So was there any like suggestions that were posed out there that you really loved as far as a system?
Yeah, one of our admin team members shared a strategy that I was like, gosh, it's so simple, but it's so like helpful. And it was this card method. And he has his assistant hold on to a card that has every staff member. So essentially like Josh would have his own card, I'd have my own card. So there's just a stack of cards. And then that admin assistant's job is to make sure that he gets a new handful every day or whenever he's deciding to do classroom visits. And then he puts a tally once he visits that teacher. And he said it's really helped him stay accountable for making sure he's visiting all teachers, not just the ones that are typically easier or more welcoming, or, you know, there's a variety of reasons that we might lean towards one classroom. But he said it's really helped him make sure that he's hitting all of the classrooms. And I think he had some really high number of times he's visited, like in the hundreds or something.
In the hundreds, yeah.
Yeah, which is something that I think we've talked about. And so often people are like, that sounds awesome, but the logistics is really challenging. And then with that, someone piggybacked and said that they have similar concept, but on their cards, they have the teacher's schedule, which helps knowing when to pop in. And I thought that was really helpful. Can you remind me, they shared a online resource of a platform that has lots of principal tools, but specifically where they got that note card.
Oh, the Principal Center.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yep. So the principalcenter.com, if you go there, I think there's a free download where you can print out the card specific to what you were talking about, where you know you can fill in the schedule and whatnot. So I think other admin also use that card and found success in using that. So I saw a lot of people either getting online or making sure that they're writing that down to go later to get that. So yeah, I think that's just a useful, easy, like you said, tool that doesn't take much. And plus, as far as admin, like we get so busy that it is important to get someone else involved in that system to help you. So if you can get your, you know, assistant or secretary to provide that to you, that's extremely helpful. I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of people were talking about like spreadsheets and things that they have to make sure that they are getting to their folks, but it's another to actually be able to provide a form of feedback to that teacher, you know, as you're leaving, so that they're at least getting something. Cause sometimes I think teachers see that you come in and they want that feedback, and then they may not get it for a week or 2 weeks, depending on how busy the admin are. So, all right, let's go on to the next thing, which is, oh, I'm sorry.
Well, I was gonna say, and just like the card, like it's easy for us to have like systems maybe embedded in our computer, but think about how many times if you are walking around with something tangible in your hand, and then you get stopped in the hallway. Like it's such an easy thing to redirect you and redirect your focus. I know I sometimes do that at my house. I'll like carry something around and I'm like, oh yeah, I need to put this away. And so it's like such a good like visual reminder to have that as well. So if you're someone that maybe has been visiting classrooms or like have been working through systems that haven't been super helpful, I feel like try this because it might be what you need. But all right, what was next?
Yeah, so I was just asking about the alignment, right? So, you know, when you're providing a rubric or some criteria to a teacher, you know, through a walkthrough and observation, what are some strategies that you use to make sure that it's aligned? And so I know this went a couple different ways, but I think the direction it really went in was making sure that the feedback had descriptive language to the observation or the walkthrough. And, you know, there were a couple of different examples as far as books and things that folks use to make sure that they weren't just saying the same thing over and over and over again and having that repetitive descriptors and language used within the forms of feedback. So was there anything from that conversation that you felt was important for admin to use moving forward?
I mean, the simplest one, and I would say probably the easiest, was just throwing some stuff into ChatGPT or any of your AI tools. Like, especially, you know, they kind of joked, if you've been doing evaluations a lot, you know, especially we know that admin like to do stuff late at night sometimes, and sometimes your brain isn't quite working fully. So if you can type in some descriptors of things you want to say, throwing it into AI isn't cheating. It's just making it sound maybe better, and it's getting the message across more clearly. So I would say use any of those tools too, especially as you're in the busy season right now of just, there's so much on your plate that maybe your mind's a million different places. That can be a great way to like really give authentic, good feedback that is well articulated.
Yeah, I absolutely loved what she was talking about. One admin was talking about just like the bullet points. Like she had bullet points she had written down, but she was tired and having to write in a complete sentence, like, you know, a lot of folks have to do for these. So yeah, ChatGPT, I mean, like you said, it's not cheating. It's just assisting in creating maybe a better way of communicating that. So I'm going to have this here at the bottom. So this is another book for those who are watching on YouTube, as far as like looking for specific phrases. And there was throughout the whole book, you know, each chapter is essentially one component of a teacher evaluation. And, you know, having language that you can use to describe what you're observing. So this is another way to get the phrases that you need to make sure that you're providing constructive feedback for your teachers.
Yeah, I love that.
All right, last piece here. This is kind of the third component that we touched on, which was the just accountability. So I know specifically one admin is new to their campus, and we kind of went talking about how to provide feedback when you don't have a very deep relationship with them because you're brand new. And so if you're first year principal or administrator on a campus, sometimes, you know, we want to go super fast and we can't do that. But, you know, Katie, we just talk about kind of the collaboration that was discussed as far as like maybe what to do when you're a first year administrator on a campus and you want to provide constructive feedback, but at the same time, you also want to establish a culture and a relationship with folks.
Yeah, there was a few different strategies shared. One was a thorn, a rose, and a bud. And it was something going well was the rose. And we kind of heard this in a variety of ways, but like the rose is something going really well. A thorn is an area of improvement or something that maybe isn't going as well. And then a bud is an area for growth. And I just thought those were some really good ways to focus, because especially if you are observing another teacher or getting to know another teacher and you're overwhelmed by the amount of feedback you can give, sometimes it's very helpful to really focus on like three specific types of things that you're looking for, whether it's, you know, the three rose, bud, or thorn, like we talked about, or if it's like, I'm going to look through, you know, I'm looking for three pieces of evidence for this specific thing on our rubric. Just anything you can get to focus yourself also keeps some of the overwhelmed conversation. You know, sometimes we kind of get like verbal diarrhea when we're like thinking through all the things that we have to say. So it really kind of helps. And then it also establishes that culture of, we're here to grow together. We're, you know, giving someone snippets of areas for improvement while also giving them some things that you are seeing go well. Cause we know obviously that teachers are doing phenomenal things all over. So making sure that we highlight those when it's appropriate.
Yeah. So I'm going to throw up another resource that was offered up within the chat. So again, instructional rounds in education. And this was talking about how the medical field does their rounds and provides feedback and collaboration every morning, and how we can equate that to education. So, you know, this also kind of led into another conversation of learning walks. Like, obviously, learning walks with teacher to teacher is really important, but I thought it was interesting one admin does it specifically for admin, where they go into classes that they're not assigned to. So typically on a campus, you know, a principal and the APs are divided up as far as the sections, and typically it's maybe subject matter to what they're in charge of. So for instance, if you're in charge of math, you have all the math teachers that you need to do walkthroughs and evaluations on. And so this teacher was, or this admin was talking about how he goes into classrooms that are not assigned to him, and he's just there to provide positive feedback. So what are three things that he's viewed that they're doing well within the classroom? Mm-hmm. And I thought, man, what a wonderful culture builder that is, to have an admin that's not even assigned to you take the time to come in and then only give positive feedback. Like, I could only imagine that that's doing wonders for that campus.
Well, and if you think about it, it's kind of what we do sometimes with students. When we know a student is doing really well in one class, in one subject area specifically, we try to build that student up within that subject area. And so it's similar, is that you have an administrator looking for the positives of what a teacher is doing so that they can really kind of leverage that in having conversations later. But I think it's often like what we do with students. We want teachers to highlight what they're doing well, help them grow, create that, you know, positive culture. And so it's cool to see administrators taking some of those same concepts and applying it to their staff as well.
Yeah. And to go back to the three core questions that you were talking about with the rose, the bud, and the thorn, some people were also using a similar concept, mm-hmm. you know, like we were talking about with instructional rounds in education, that they use it by color code. So it's something that's red, yellow, and green. Yep. So same concepts, just a little bit different way to view it. Mm-hmm. But I think that's important. I think, you know, mm-hmm. every teacher and staff member needs to have a voice to share what is going well, what's mm-hmm. going okay, and what needs improvement. And then also, folks had talked about just assigning, you know, different departments to help in the red and the yellow areas to assist. So it's not just at the campus level, but, you know, who in the district can be assigned to help for some of those things that need to improve a little bit or a lot.
And providing them resources that maybe they can do independently. So if you know that there's a teacher that needs to work on whatever, if there's a book, or if you know there's a conference, or there's something that gives them an actionable step, you know, saying that someone needs to grow is fine unless you don't have a plan for them, then it's not very helpful. And I think we can both say we've probably sat in meetings where someone gave us some criticism, but then there was nothing to do about it. And you're like, well, okay, if I knew how to fix it, I would. So making sure that you approach those conversations with some actionable steps is really important.
Yeah. Last thing I want to say is just with the admin going in as a first year, and I've experienced this firsthand, you have to understand that it's a process that takes years to get it to where you want, especially when it comes to instruction. So I know I got very impatient, and just understanding like small steps go a long way, especially in first year, and that relationship building is probably the most important. But then also finding ways, like we were talking about, to get collaboration with the teachers. So it's more about a team effort versus I'm coming in and I'm going to now dictate what I want you to do moving forward. So I equated it to a cruise ship versus a speedboat, and trying to steer that. Obviously, it takes a lot longer to get the cruise ship to turn around to get it to the direction you want. And I'm telling you firsthand that I did a terrible job at this. I tried to do the speedboat versus the cruise ship. So just understand, you want to make sure that everyone's coming along with you in that process. It's going to make it much smoother moving forward, and it's going to create a much stronger base when you're trying to get everyone to go where you want them to go. So with that, all right, we meet every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern. So those who are jumping into YouTube for the first time, want to join us, you can go over to teachbetter.com/mastermind. That is a free sign up. And of course, you'll get the Zoom link so that you can join us again Tuesday mornings, 9 a.m. Eastern time. Katie, thank you so much for joining me. And is there anything else that you want to end on?
Thanks for all you're doing, administrators. We know this year time of year can be tough. And so, you know, reach out to us, reach out to each other, create that sense of community to get you through, and let us know if you need anything to support you.
Awesome. And of course, the Facebook group is there for you too. So jump in there. You can also, you know, ask those questions to the entire group. I think we've got at least 200 folks in there now. So it's growing. I know. So a lot of folks that are there at your disposal. So make sure you're using that. So with that, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.